Thousands of people were in Killington this weekend to see the fastest women skiers on the planet do something they haven't done in almost 40 years, compete in a World Cup event in Vermont. France's Tessa Worley won the giant slalom on Saturday, and Michaela Schifrin blasted through the gates to take first in Sunday's slalom event. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, Killington may be the biggest winner by proving it can host such a high-profile skiing event this early in the season.
It was risky agreeing last year to host World Cup races in November. After all, when Killington announced the plan, it was heading into what would be one of the region's worst ski seasons on record. And you don't want to mess up an event that will be televised in 60 countries. But cue the cowbells, because Mother Nature and Killington's beefed-up snowmaking came through, as did the fans, an estimated 16,000 each day. Jamie Fitzgerald of Bedford, New Hampshire, came with his daughter.
To see this level of racing up close, it's just really hard to appreciate on TV how skilled, how strong, and how fast these racers are. This is incredible.
The racers described the slope at Killington as steep and challenging, with conditions that included fog, flurries, and what several racers described as less than ideal snow. Lara Gut of Switzerland, the favorite in the giant slalom and number two in the overall World Cup ranking going into the race, skied off course and didn't finish. While she was disappointed with her performance, the 25-year-old said she loved skiing for such a big crowd, a feeling many racers echoed.
I think it's cool. I mean, usually when we are in the USA, there's not so many people coming in to watch the races, and here it's amazing. So many people, and I was surprised. I feel that people are happy to have us here, so that's cool.
Tom Kelly is with the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association.
This is a crowd probably bigger than any other Women's World Cup around the world right now. So New England can be really proud. Vermont can be really proud of putting on an amazing event here.
The crowd was especially fired up for Michaela Schifrin, currently number one in the World Cup ranking. The 21-year-old had a disappointing finish in Saturday's giant slalom, coming in fifth. But she turned on the gas in Sunday's slalom race, continuing her World Cup winning streak in that event. Speaking to reporters, the Burke Ski Academy graduate said this win was especially important because so many family members were watching, including her grandmother.
My Nana, the fact that she was able to watch this race, it's amazing. I can't put that into words. It's like, if I'm proud of anything that I will ever do, the most proud I've ever been is to win a race in front of my Nana. And the best part about it is that she doesn't care whether I win or lose.
Schifrin said she was surprised to realize that it had been so long since a World Cup race had been held in the eastern U.S. and said it felt good to be racing back home. Christine Feehan, a spokeswoman for the Women's World Cup, says the tour typically comes to North America early in the season, which makes it tough for resorts to guarantee snow. Aspen had been hosting the late November race, but will host the World Cup finals in March instead. Feehan says that created an opening for Killington.
I think that we're all very impressed with the snowmaking on the slope, considering that it was a warm November here. Our men's race at Lake Louise, unfortunately, was lost because of warm temperatures and they couldn't make enough snow. And we also lost our men's race at Beaver Creek this year due to warm temperatures. The fact that Killington was able to produce what they promised, I think is really optimistic for this area.
Elise Young of Connecticut was at Stratton Mountain for Vermont's last World Cup race in 1978. She says it's about time the event came back.
We need people to know that that Eastern skiing is really good, and people like skiing in the East, and that there are a lot of us that ski in the East, and not everybody goes West all the time.
Asked whether Killington wants to host future World Cup races, resort president Mike Salomano said that's a discussion for Monday. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Killington.
Here she comes, Norway!